When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Good Monday morning. You've tuned into the Klein and Allie Show. This here is the one and only Pantyhose Greg. It's PhD for all you cool kids. Let's get the show started. The show started. The show started.
Woohoo.
Sometimes I need a good reason to get out of bed. Got sleep in my eyes, clouds in my head. I need a shot of something to make my motor go. Yes, I do. So I turn on the Klein and Allie Show.
Who?
Give me some Klein and Allie Show.
Oh, this is not going to be good.
Give me some Klein and Allie Show.
She's a bitch.
Get your motor running.
What's the second one?
We are live in Los Angeles. 3, 2, 1. And here we go.
Klein Alley Show.
106.7 KROQ FM in HD Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County. This is the world famous K Rock.
What's the second one?
Oh man, that is aggressive. Vanessa leaving calls on the goat line over the weekend. A lot of people yelling, "What's a succulent these days?" Good morning.
Even when you walk by a succulent now, it's like the sound just plays in your head.
What's a succulent?
I DJ'd a wedding with, and there was a bunch of fans at the show there, and they kept screaming that, "What's a succulent?"
I was like, "Damn."
Oh yeah, yeah, just be careful. Well, there you have it. She's the woman of many, many lines. Who knew how inspirational and impactful she would be?
Yeah.
Vanessa, when she's drunk, oh, you better believe, she will scream. All right, relax. Aggressive way to start the show. Good morning. Welcome to your Monday. Welcome to Klein and Allie Show. K-Rock, lots going on today. Ticket blowout can officially begin. And we will give you tickets, MyChem Dodger Stadium and Offspring coming up. And then all day long, you'll be winning access into all sorts of different shows happening in Southern California. How was your Father's Day weekend? Did you do what you wanted to do? Did it go the exact opposite way? Omar, you were working all weekend?
No, I just worked on Friday, and then I took care of the kids on Saturday, played some softball, hung out by the pool, took them to this food city market while my wife went to a protest, and it was a good Saturday, good weekend overall, yeah.
So Allie posted a beautiful picture of the sperm tank that gave her her son right now.
Best dad ever
post. Although you didn't even take the tank out, it was still in the box.
You're not allowed to take it out. I would have taken it out.
Really?
Yeah, you have to, they're like, don't touch it.
Oh, because it's so cold?
Yeah, and because just it's, if you tamper, you shouldn't tamper.
Oh, I got it.
Don't tamper with sperm, especially there's a tiny little vial in there, but it's covered in this big giant tank, and then it's got foam all inside of it, and they say do not touch it, and they potentially won't even use it if you touch it.
I didn't realize that. So that taints the sperm.
That tank, yeah.
Well, anyway.
It's a tank inside of a box, but that's my kid's dad right there.
We're all playing for second place because Allie's tank won Father's Day yet again.
Hey, he never did anything wrong.
That's right. Always there, just sitting right there in the box.
All he did was create life and boom.
Easy.
That's all I asked him to do, and that's all he did.
Right.
Sometimes never disappointed.
Allie throws a spatula at him and says, "Let's go make a Burger Pops." Just sits there. We'll get into the complete show we have in store for you. It'll be a decent one. Let's kick it off with some AFI, and then we will get into why my Father's Day was an epic fail. Yay, it's K-Rock. Aww. All right, K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show on a Monday morning. Lots to get into today, including the first round ever of a new season, a new year of Gunshot or Firework. Even more difficult to play than ever before because of all of the protests that are going on. And you're hearing now fireworks for a variety of reasons.
Yeah.
Shohei's hitting home runs again.
People are lighting them off at protests.
Vanessa claims she couldn't sleep last night. She was trying to pass out 10:30 Long Beach. She said an unbelievable fireworks. She believes fireworks show.
But it's hard to tell the difference.
We've got an expert who'll be joining us later to break down the difference and how you can tell the difference between everyone's favorite game to play with their neighborhood this time of year, gunshot or firework. Father's Day for many people is a great opportunity to get together and have your children basically tell you how amazing you are and give you stuff. Right? Well, isn't that what the day's about?
Yeah, but I think for a lot of dads, it's like, how much meat can we give this man
in
one day?
It's a good day to celebrate all of the stereotypical dad things.
Meat and golf. And then back to meat.
And then maybe a nap, if you can squeeze that in. A random, like, morning beer, a beer before noon. I actually originally thought Father's Day was going to be the day I was going to cross off drunk before noon on my bucket list. Because all I really wanted to do, my plan was the next time I go golfing, I'm going to just get hammered early so that I can cross that off the list that I've done gotten drunk before noon.
I never have understood how people can do that.
What, get hammered on a golf course?
Yes. Oh,
it's very easy. They bring
can't even hit the ball.
It's one of the best things.
The best.
Oh, that.
The best.
Smoking
it's
a cigar.
It's like holes 1 through 3. You're like, all right. And then 4 on, you're like,
I think it's the only time I really hammer down Bloody Marys, by the way, on the golf course.
He's right. That's where they taste the best. And and also, they'll come out and they make it so easy to make it a triple. Like, all of a sudden, you'll be like, I just want a Bloody Mary. So I can make it a triple for another $4. You're like, all right, let's triple it up.
So what was your plan?
Well, my wife said, what do you want to do on Father's Day? And I said, so nice you'd ask. I just want to sleep in and then play golf. And other than that, I don't really care. Like, you know, that'll take up most of the day. I said, sex would be nice, but also, I'll take it or leave it. I would rather sleep in, I think. I'm only woken up for sex, I'll put it that way. I prioritized. And she goes, so the two things you want to do on Father's Day involve spending zero time with your children. And I said,
you can't criticize what you want to do with your day. That's your day. It's your choice.
Right. And
you wouldn't have done that to her if she had said, all I want to do is sleep in and get a massage.
She was just clarifying that. And I said, yeah, well, I think the other 300 and whatever days that there are in the year, who knows? I said, I spent a lot of time with them. So, yeah, it'd be nice to have
you time.
One thing I don't do is ever sleep in. And then I rarely ever get to play golf because it's a 6-hour commitment or whatever to go out there. So those are two things I'd like to do. So my day starts with, at about 5 in the morning, I hear, shh, he's trying to sleep.
Oh, no.
Just let him sleep. Just shh. And then footsteps going back and forth. And then that kind of goes away. And then I start hearing, like, obviously they're downstairs in the kitchen trying to make some sort of a breakfast for me. But it's just like, smash, 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 smash. Do you think he hears us? No, he can't hear this. Quiet. He doesn't even like that. Just make it. Da-da-da. You eat dad's cereal. That's not his cereal. It's my cereal. Like, this is going on and I look over. I'm like, all right, now it's 6:15. This is what I'm hearing.
No.
I'm like, but it's adorable. But still, I'm, like, super annoyed by it.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't have earplugs or anything?
No, nothing.
Oh.
And then I hear, you know, the up and down, the running up and down. Is it time yet? It's still too early. Don't wake him up. That's pretty much all. But then finally, I just text my wife. It's like, at this point, 6:45. I'm like, I've been up for a while. Like, let's just get the show on the road.
You haven't learned to, because I think eventually you selectively learn to sleep through
certain
things. I tried
to. It was so, like, aggressive. The shh, don't make noise is so much louder than the actual making of the noise.
Yeah.
So I come down there and they go, hey, Dad, we let you sleep in. I go, you did? Yeah, great, thank you. And then they go, we've prepared a breakfast. Now, the kids decide they want to make breakfast. They can't make breakfast. They're 6.
Yeah.
So it was
it's the thought that counts.
No, it's not the thought that counts. You know what counts? Steak and eggs. That counts. And they didn't make steak and eggs.
What did they make, cereal?
They poured cereal on a plate, and then they cut up a fruit roll-up and put that on the plate. And then they had
like
a random leftover sushi from the other night that was
ew.
On the plate. And they go, here you go. We made it. And I go, that's adorable.
Well, they're also thinking of how you think with food, which is probably an accurate hodgepodge of food.
They know I don't like throwing stuff out, so if it's in the fridge, we're eating it. So that becomes the breakfast, which is not really my breakfast of choice, a cut-up fruit roll-up
sounds
and leftover
like a
sushi.
A lot of indigestion.
But I go, and then, of course, they want me to eat it because they made it. So that's the days. In my head, I go, I really thought I'd be waking up around 10:30.
Whoa, that's late.
Cruising right into like a nice breakfast burrito and then over to the golf course. So that didn't happen. And then I said, what does the day look like? And they said, Dad, do you remember when you helped us make a lemonade stand one time? And I said, yeah. They go, well, that's what we're going to do again.
Oh, no.
And I said, you mean like you'll be doing that while I'm golfing?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
And they
said,
no,
can sit by the lemonade stand all day.
You're the only guy that knows how to carry the table and put it on the sidewalk. And I said, that's not really much of a skill, but okay. And they go, yeah, but that would be the most fun for us. And I'm like, Huh, the day shifted somehow.
Was their plan?
So that was the plan. So
how is your wife approving of this? You were very clear with what you wanted.
She said the kids decided that they really want you around.
Why is my wife the one who's doing the Jedi mind tricks? So this is what your wife is doing to you.
She said to me, she's like, I waited too long, couldn't find any golf. There was no tee times. And she knows I don't like playing with a bunch of strangers anyway. So she goes, you get an IOU for a round of golf.
Oh, that's a bunch of BS. Around the office, they go, leave at 11. And if you can't find an alternate day to take off time, that's never going
to
happen.
I said, I'm going to add this IOU golf to the stack of coupons for free BJs you give me for every Valentine's Day.
And spoiler alert, any day that you pick is going to be an inconvenient day.
So I got an IOU for a future round of whatever that is. And then that was pretty much the day. And then they ran a lemonade stand.
You should have at least hit balls in the backyard and gotten drunk.
I made $11 on the lemonade stand. So, you know, everyone got a win.
Because everyone felt bad for the dad that had to spend the day at a lemonade stand.
Yeah, I think some people just gave money and they didn't even stop to get lemonade.
You sad father.
I told the girls, I'm like, listen, here's the deal. You can do a lemonade stand, but the deal is any dad gets free lemonade. Don't charge the dads. Give the dads free lemonade.
So how do you know which ones are dads and which ones aren't?
And they did not do a good job of vetting the process. And about an hour into the lemonade stand, I said, how much? They've already been through like four pitchers of lemonade. I go, how much money have you made? They go, no money. You told us everything's free. I said, it didn't say everything's free. I said, the dads get the free lemonade. And they were going to, I said to them, let's also donate the money too. We're going to do it to one of the, you know, causes that LA Taco told us to get behind, or the immigration. But at the end of the whole thing, I think they were like, it's a total of $11. And I was like, I feel so bad. Being like, we're going to now give $11
to this organization.
$50
Yeah. Oh, by the way, yeah, I was deep into the lemonade for well over $70.
Like, so your favorite thing on Father's Day is losing money.
Losing money. Yeah. It's what we do year round. We take a quick break. We give you money next, $100 of Allie's. If you want it, call now. Win that money after this. 5 questions about the news. Were you paying attention at all? We pay the people with Allie's cash after this. Hey, Rock, we are Klein Allie Show. Welcome to Million Dollar Mondays.
As the text line has
pointed out, Allie will still give away $100, but it just sounds better and bigger when we call it Million Dollar Mondays.
Well, I'm glad it sounds better.
But it's
going to be exactly the same.
Just to make sure so that it's crystal clear, even though we're calling them Million Dollar Mondays, you still have a chance to win $100. Oh, man, that does sound nice.
It does sound nice, but I don't have $1 million to give you.
Well, it's $100, and if invested wisely over the course of the next couple thousand years, maybe that grows to $1 million.
Oh, yeah, put it in an IRA.
That is always fun and exciting.
Yeah.
Million Dollar Monday starts now on K-Rock. $100 of Allie's money is up for grabs. Everyone on the text line is now multiple exclamation point Million Dollar Mondays are pouring through. I get it.
All right. Well.
Let's say hi to Navy. Or is it Navi in South Bay? Good morning. Welcome to K-Rock.
Hi, good morning. It's Navi from the South Bay.
All right, nice to meet you. We've got $100 of Allie's money up for grabs, but you still could be the first ever winner of Million Dollar Mondays here at K-Rock.
Not a thing.
Allie's going to leave the K-Rock studios. I got 5 questions here about stuff happening in the news. A lot of news breaking over the weekend. Let's see how you do. If you score better than Allie, she instantly gives you $100 of her money. Your round of Allie Knows the News, the Million Dollar Monday edition, starts right now.
Allie Knows the News.
It's not L.A. for a change, but new research shows that this city has the longest average daily commute time of over 40 minutes each way. What city is now beating L.A. as the longest commute in the country? Navi?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know I had an answer. let's go New York.
All right. Good guess right there for someone who didn't know she had to answer. How else would we keep score in the game, out of curiosity? You just think the answers?
I thought Allie got it first.
No, she's sequestered. She doesn't even hear these questions until you get a shot at it. Here we go. Question number 2. There's a new box office monster that brought in over $198 million globally over the weekend. Which movie now runs Hollywood? Which one is in charge?
Is it Elio?
All right, go to question number 3. A massive FDA recall of this cereal is underway because they are concerned that it may contain pieces of metal. What cereal is being recalled by the FDA?
Cheerios?
Go to question number 4. Shohei Ohtani will be doing this for the very first time today since becoming a Los Angeles Dodger, and the first time in over 2 years of his career. What is it?
he'll be pitching.
And finally, question number five. The Ocean Gate CEO claimed that he wanted to bring this K-Rock band, and I think was talking to this K-Rock band about bringing them in the Doom submersible. And that would have been a terrible tragedy, already a tragedy. But which K-Rock band did he want to bring with him in the submersible?
I don't know. I'm going with Sum 41.
All right. It's an interesting guess. We'll bring Allie in. We'll score it together. Let's see how she does. You've got a chance to win $100 of her money. If you're playing along and would like to, someone send Allie in. If you're playing along and would like to battle out Allie tomorrow, once again, the $10,000 Tuesdays will be tomorrow morning, still playing for the same $100 cash. I'm being very clear. You're still only putting up $100 of your own money.
So it's we're just going to call it things that it's not?
Yeah, it sounds bigger.
Oh, got it.
Question, wouldn't you rather brag to a friend that you won Million Dollar Mondays, Navi, even if it's only $100?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
See, definitely. Question number one, Allie. It's not L.A. for a change, but new research shows that this city now has the longest average daily commute time of over 40 minutes each way.
Jeez, you know, I was just in the Bay Area, and I was hearing that traffic is worse there than it has ever been, so I'm going to guess the Bay Area.
All right, so you say San Francisco. She guessed New York City. One of you is right, one of you is wrong. Correct answer with an average commute of 40.1 minutes is New York City.
Oh, damn.
That is number one. L.A. is number three on the list. And I want to say Chicago maybe jumped to the number two spot. We go to question number two. Allie is down by one. Question two. There's a new box office monster brought in $198 million globally over the weekend. Which movie currently runs Hollywood?
How to Train Your Dragon, the live action version.
She guessed a Disney movie that I don't think is out yet, Elio. But the correct answer is How to Train Your Dragon. Allie's tied it up. Million Dollar Monday is back in honor. Well, it's a tie now, but Allie is making a huge move. And we go to question number three. A massive FDA recall of this cereal is underway because they claim it may contain metal.
Yeah, I think that's Honey Bunches of Oats.
It is Oops All Metal. No, it is Honey Bunches of Oats. That is the one that they are recalling. She guessed Cheerios. Watch out if you got the Honey Bunches of Oats. Those
Everyone
bunches,
over 70 is like, no.
Those bunches could be metal. Go to question four. Shohei Ohtani will be doing something for the very first time today as a Dodger and the first time he's done it in over 2 years as a baseball player.
Oh, he's going to be pitching.
She got that as well. Starting pitcher. Congratulations. And now, Allie up one with one final question. The Ocean Gate CEO says that he was actually very close to bringing this K-Rock band onto his Doom submersible. Wanted to bring this band with him.
I watched this documentary. It was crazy. The Pearl Jam.
She guessed Sum 41, but the correct answer is Pearl Jam. Well, Navi, you put in a decent effort. Allie holds on to her money for now, and I didn't want to tell you this, but it actually was $1 million you were playing for.
Next time.
Don't you love that all they can do is laugh?
Yeah, that's it.
Because they know that we have nothing close to that amount of money.
We don't have that. It's $100. Hey, what must you, after taxes, like $48. Shamefully, what must you admit over the airwaves of K-Rock? Go ahead.
This is Navi from the South Bay, and Allie knows the news.
All right, tomorrow morning around this time, you'll have another shot at that same $100, but it will be a $10,000 Tuesday. So be ready to play the game and win $100 of Allie's money. Oh, eventually. You got to manifest the goodness, and then the goodness comes. This morning on the show, we get you into a ton of K-Rock shows happening all summer long. It's a summer ticket blowout this morning, later this morning. Sends you to Dodger Stadium for MyChem and then The Offspring as well. That will be in your future. Come back in a moment as we make some bold predictions about the summer ahead. This is Klein Alley Show on K-Rock. Good morning. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. Today's the day that Shohei takes to the mound as a Los Angeles Dodger, coming off a pretty strong weekend where you heard this.
A breaking ball, and he backdoors it this time.
This 2-1 is clobbered to right field. Way back, and way gone! Home run 24 for Ohtani. So the Dodgers strike first.
That was just the first one, Allie, and then he followed it up with this.
Ohtani with a missile to right field. Does it have enough carry? It sure does! Second home run of the night for Shohei Ohtani.
So now going to the mound. Some people are very excited about that. And I think finally they're going to sell some of that merch. I know it's been hard, hard
it's
to push
that
merch.
On their shelves. I think we have enough to do a gunshot firework or
Shohei home run.
Yeah,
it's going to be it's going to be difficult to figure out. But later this morning when we bring back everyone's favorite seasonal game, gunshot or firework, if you hear this sound, that's a home run from Shohei Ohtani. Let me say hi to Juan Carlos on the phone right now this morning. Good morning, Juan Carlos.
Good morning, Klein. Sweet Dibbits.
Sweet Dibbits. What can we do for you?
They said that you wanted to talk to me about my cheating wife.
Oh, you're the guy who texted the show. Yeah, this is crazy. So hold on 1 second. This, let me just try to find your text here. It's buried. So I was talking about how my Father's Day was not everything I thought it could be. And we got a text from, I guess this is Juan Carlos, who said, Klein, I have you beat. I found out that my wife cheated on me the day before Father's Day.
How did you find out?
I had checked her phone, and she had, like, you know, I guess she'd been talking to this guy for like a year without me knowing about it. And then
You checked her phone because you had a feeling something was up, or you just randomly like, oh, let's see what the weather's going to be like tomorrow. Let me grab her phone. And then, oh, D-pick.
No, I had a feeling, and yes, multiple D-picks.
Oh,
that's the worst weather.
Man, after a year, they're still sending
D-picks. Is it nicer than yours?
Yeah. Was it an improve? Was it better? I mean, be honest. I know it's hard to be objective here, but was the D better than your D?
No, it was one of those anteater D's, you know?
Oh,
Some people love those.
Yeah, I hear
you. Sometimes you just want to go with something completely different than what you have.
I get it. So you found out, so you confronted her on the Saturday before Father's Day, this past Saturday?
Yes, right after my daughter's swim class.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
As everything's getting toweled off, changed, everything like that, then you confront her, and what does she say?
She said, yes, that she did. I don't see her or think about her the same way. I switched her contact name. I did everything you think of.
What'd you switch her contact name to? Anteater lover? What'd you switch her contact?
Annie the Anteater.
Anteater, yes.
Anteater, that's good. So at least you have a good laugh about it. Yeah. Oh, man, I'm sorry. That's a total bummer. And you guys are married, I guess, or?
Well, we've been married 5 years.
Hmm.
And so did she express remorse for any of this? Was there any accountability whatsoever? Or was she just like, yeah, I did it?
She was remorseful. She was.
And does she want to work on the marriage and keep it together?
Well, we're keeping it together for my daughter's sake, you know what I mean?
So then what does she do to make up for that on Father's Day? Did she plan a crappy breakfast and almost golf?
Be a bunch of butt
she
stuff.
Left me and my daughter alone. We were able to go and have a father-daughter day.
Huh.
I guess that's like, you're like, I can't make up for this in any way, so I might as well just be gone. That's the biggest gift I can give you.
She could have taken the daughter and given this guy the day to go horn or something, but okay.
Go horn.
Hey, listen, Juan Carlos, I'm sorry, man. That's an absolute bummer.
I could use one of those tiny Vanessa towels.
Hey, you know what? You got it, dude. Yeah. You got it. Juan Carlos, hey, Vanessa, you're cool.
For my sweat.
This guy needs it. Can we get him a tiny? Are you okay approving a tiny towel for Juan Carlos?
I sweat a lot at work.
That's fine. This guy sounds like he's very. He's right
you
now.
You have to keep explaining.
Yeah, we get it. You're gonna J-O all over this thing. We're fine with that. Yeah. Vanessa, are you okay with that?
I guess.
Yeah, I mean, the guy
got Bria cheated on.
The guy got cheated on by anteater penis.
Thank you, Vanessa.
Yeah, I'll give it. You get a towel.
All right, you're getting a towel.
For cheating.
Tiny towel. Congratulations. Hey, listen, I know
awesome.
it would have rather her not cheated and you not gotten the towel, but still, it's like a silver lining, right?
So, yeah, you got something out of it.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you guys for calling, man.
Hey, man, you're welcome. I'm sorry. That's a bummer. Yeah, we.
So now we can rebrand these as breakup towels.
You're going through a breakup. A lot of people are, and you need a breakup towel. We got them. Only a few left. In fact, I think. Hey, Vanessa, am I wrong? I saw a DM over the weekend. The guy who made us this batch brought us some another batch of them.
Oh, he did?
I believe
we didn't have too many.
I think we got replenished with more of the tiny towels. Now that we're done with these giant TVs, we got more of these tiny towels to give out.
We can keep doing this, Vanessa. Isn't that great?
I don't think that Vanessa told me that we received another box of them here. But the guy,
I don't see another box.
Yeah, the guy DM'd me. Said we got.
She's setting it on fire.
There's a box of burning towels in the alley behind K-Rock. All right, well, that's a bummer. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, jeez.
That's a rough way. So Just when I thought I had not a great Father's Day because I ended up going to the grocery store at 5 o'clock to buy my own steak to cook it for myself, steak for one, this guy apparently had a slightly worse one.
Yeah, at least your wife is faithful. She's just not very thoughtful.
She thought that her thoughtfulness was that I didn't take her up on any of the many offers that she gave because I said, I'm good. We'll figure it out on the day of. And it's too hard apparently to figure stuff out on the day of. That's my own fault.
Yeah, that's your own fault.
We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we'll get into the actual news happening in the world, your ADD news, plus... We start giving you tickets. It's K-Rock Summer Ticket Blowout. And, oh, no, now there's a bunch of people with anteater penises on the phone that are upset that we're... All right, we don't have time for this now. We'll come back with that and more after this. Almost 8 o'clock on your Monday morning. We are Klein Ellie Show on K-Rock. Thanks for checking us out. Some new listeners checking out the show for the very first time. And then there's just regular drunks that listen every day.
Hi, I'm leaving a phone line call because I was drinking. And we don't drink much. My husband is driving, not me, obviously. But we listen to you guys.
There's definitely no one else in that car, right?
No,
it's
absolutely
just,
not.
It's just a drunk lady leaving a message. Just making sure.
Of
yeah.
course.
All right, well, anyway.
I mean, that checks out.
She claims she's hammered, but her husband's driving.
But we listen to you guys in our interview because that was gross and it made me sad about you climbing alley. But other than that, I always listen every single day.
Thank you.
Every single day. Every single minute. Isn't that sad? Why do I feel related to you guys? Goodbye.
All right. Well, she drinks a lot. So anyway.
Goodbye. Just hit a kid on his butt.
Thank you for calling and leaving that lovely message on the GOAT line. It's there for you all the time, even when we're not. 844-956-GOAT. All right. Now your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
We all know Edwin Castro is a very rich guy thanks to the $2 billion lottery ticket that he bought at Joe's Service Center in Altadena 2.5 years ago. And now... Not only is this man still living his best life, he, being from Altadena, is single-handedly contributing to its rebuild. You kind of forget, because everything that's going on now, that we also went through these devastating fires that happened right at the beginning of the year. So LA is hurting right now in more ways than one, but it's nice to know that a local guy, a very rich guy, is helping rebuild the city where he is from. He purchased...
I don't know if he's helping rebuild it as much as he's making...
Well, no, what he's doing...
Wise so, investments for himself. Well, he's buying up a lot of the fire land that...
Yeah, but he's stopping big corporations and non-local companies from coming in and just, hey, I'm going to buy all this land and I'm going to build these high-rise apartments and I'm going to charge people tons of money. He is buying... He spent $9 million buying a bunch of lots, and in most cases, he's just going to rebuild the same floor plan. So he's going to rebuild the exact same house that was there. And there are some... places where he can't do that exactly, but he's just going to build single family homes and he wants them to go to, you know, residents of Altadena.
Well, so, let's hope he, because the reality is, yes, it is great if he's going in, stepping in and C-blocking all the big, you know, out of state corporations.
Than some, yeah.
But if he's going to try to, it'd be great if local, if I want two, what do you want, $2 billion? Mm-hmm. If I want $2 billion, you better believe, and especially fire in my hometown where I bought that ticket, you build a few places and you go, you know what? Free. I build them and they're free. Go. We'll figure out some sort of a lottery system, lottery work for me, and you can live there. I hope he's not going to then nickel and dime the locals to get back into the places.
Yeah, I would hope not. And also, $9 million doesn't seem like a lot.
He bought eight plots of land, but this land, a lot of
but
the
why
fire...
not like $50 million? You know, why right. not buy 50 plots of land? There's like over 500 lots that are available to buy right now, and apparently that's only 6% of the damage.
And I'm not sure how much of that stuff you can even build on immediately versus how much of it you have to let sit for a while, because there's still a lot of issues with all that fire land. I know my buddy lost his house. They said they can't even build a thing on there for minimum probably 2 years.
Well, and then they were trying to get out the debris and test the soil again, and they were like, yeah, we cleaned up all the debris and test the soil, and it's horrible. Like, you can't go in there and build on it because it's not even safe to live in there. All right. The man who survived the Air India flight is talking more about what he did in that deadly crash that killed hundreds of people. He was the sole survivor. He was seated in seat 11A, and now we're learning that after the plane crashed, he was in an exit row, 11A, and the emergency door was kind of like propped open from the crash, and he saw a little slit where he was able to unbuckle his seatbelt and slide out of there. So it was after the crash, but before the explosion, and it wasn't like midair he was like opening the exit door and jumping out of a plane that was in the air. He was like, I was the only person that really could have gotten out in that one area. He was just in a very lucky area. And on the other side, the emergency doors, you couldn't get out. So there was no way to get out for pretty much everybody else on the plane. But what's fascinating is he is not the only plane survivor from seat 11A. There was, in December of 1998, a Thai Airways flight that went down, killed 146 people. There were more than one survivor. There's 45 survivors, but one of their survivors was also seated in seat 11A. And now he's speaking out and going, this is crazy that this man was in my seat, the seat that I survived in my plane crash.
You know, what's interesting is I know we did this before in clickbait, but according to the research, they said that the best place I think you want to be, the safest seat to survive a plane crash, is not 11A. They used to say it was the back, the third quadrant of the plane in the middle. You want to be in the middle seat. That's always what it was. It was middle seat, somewhere in the third. Like if you look at the plane, break up the plane
first
in thirds.
Or the back third.
The back third. That's what.
Well, that was the part that was hanging out of the hospital.
Well, I know it didn't look good in this.
Are you
one.
Saying clickbait is wrong?
Clickbait has steered us wrong yet again. So they always say you want to be like in those, you know, whatever, in that third section, and you want to be in a middle seat. And I go, middle seat, not worth it.
No, middle seat. I don't think. But, I think most people, if they were like, oh, you know, the middle seat is safer, but they have an opportunity for window, they're going to go window.
Yeah, but 11A, and that for most airlines now, you got to pay extra for an 11A seat.
Yeah.
It's usually a more space seat.
Yeah, that's true. And most of the time, if it's even $11 more expensive, I'm like, no, thank you. Yeah,
Allie will be in 36C.
Yep. Goodbye to the ultimate father. A man named the Sperminator has officially retired. If you've never heard about this guy, his name is Ari Nagel, and he's better known as the Sperminator because he has fathered 176 children. This guy was known as being one of the best sperm donors of all time, 6'2", blue eyes, SUNY Kingsborough math professor, and he not only donated more sperm than anybody, 17 years of donating across 20 different states and 10 different countries and 5 different continents, he didn't charge anybody for his sperm.
Oh.
So he wanted to make the world a better place and give people the miracle of a baby when they couldn't have one for whatever reason. And he didn't want people succumbing to all the charges from sperm banks, which are charges that I had, you know, obviously paid to have my kids. So he was doing God's work, and he was also even abstaining from sex in actual personal relationships just so he could help other people have babies.
So he had the best stuff. He was holding on to the best stuff.
Right, so he announced on Father's Day, the ultimate dad, I'm no longer donating sperm. I'm going to donate my sperm to my girlfriend from now on, and I'm going to focus purely on my own pleasure.
And he has how many kids, you said?
176.
Moment of silence, Sperminator. Thank you for all you did. We appreciate you. Thank you.
One last sploosh.
One last 21 sploosh salute for that guy. We got to do a brand new
hour. A tiny towel.
Yeah, send him a tiny towel, Vanessa. Are you okay with him getting one? I mean, this guy, come on.
We're not looking for proper this guy semen deserves fluid that is acceptable to Vanessa.
Let's give this guy a tiny towel. He deserves it. I mean, in the world of semen, I know you don't want people using that your towels for that. But I mean,
this guy's doing something good.
Yeah. He's a hero right now.
What do you think, Vanessa?
I think he wants to give it to his girlfriend.
So yeah. No. Okay. All right.
All right. Sure. All right. Fine. We can tell ourselves that.
Brand new hour of the show now. Here we go.